Next patient we're going to do together is going to be a lady by the name of Josephine Braggs. That's J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E-B-R-A-G-G-S. She's 82 years old. She was born 8/9/41. Miss Braggs is a 82-year-old single woman who lives with her one daughter, has many grandkids who take care of her. She doesn't drive, of course. She's homebound, and they do all the driving and chores for her at home. Patient suffers from COPD, diabetes, CHF, hypertension, DVT, and left lung. The reason I'm here today and evaluating the patient is for patient's congestive heart failure. Patient has had increased shortness of breath, symptoms of angina, and does not want to be transferred to the hospital and wants to be cared for at home. Period. For this reason, patient was referred to hospice care now. Patient social, does not smoke, does not drink, used to be a heavy smoker in the past. Family history, mom died of stroke, doesn't know what dad passed away. Patient was a custodian, is single currently, and has one daughter, as I mentioned. The only surgery most recently has been a coronary artery bypass graft in late 1990s. COVID immunization is up to date. Allergy, Bactrim. Last hospitalization took place last year with worsening congestive heart failure to the best of her abilities and the family's abilities. They were told that she doesn't have much longer to live, and despite the stent in her heart, she's having symptoms of angina, but she did not want to be evaluated for any further treatment. So put coronary artery bypass graft and CABG. Those are the two things. Period. Patient also had a bout of blood clot at that time that she believes was related to COVID vaccination. Period. Currently, she's able to walk with a walker, but that's changing because she's so weak and short of breath. She's not sleeping very much because of shortness of breath. She's not on O2, but she has a nebulizer in place. Period. Medication includes Farxiga 10 milligram twice a day, Losartan 25 BID, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, iron 325 once a day, Entresto 24-26 BID, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Metoprolol 100 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Synthroid 100 microgram a day, Metformin 500 milligram a day, Neurontin 800 milligram up to 3 times a day, period. Patient states that her blood sugars have been stable. Patient was offered oxygen at one time and refused oxygen, period. On exam, Ms. Braggs looks to be short of breath. She's a very thin black woman. Blood pressure is 192 over 88. Pulse is 82. Respiration is 18. Patient is a febrile. Patient tells me that she has not taken her medication for today, including her metoprolol. Heart, positive, small, positive, S3, Gallop, noted, lungs, wrong kind, rouse, abdomen, soft, TMs, clear skin, shows no rash, lower extremities, shows no edema, but severe muscle wasting and neurological profound weakness bilaterally. Assessment here, we have 83-year-old woman with end-stage congestive heart failure, worsened associated with shortness of breath. Need for oxygen, but patient has refused in the past. Patient is having symptoms of angina, which oxygen, again, would help, but she does not want to take, period. She does need nitroglycerin at home. She no longer wants to be transferred back and forth to the hospital or doctor's office, wants to be cared for at home, and wants to die at home, she tells me. The paragraph, patient's family are supportive of her decision, and they want their mom and grandma to be kept comfortable, period. Other comorbidities include diabetic neuropathy, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux, hypertension, iron deficiency, anemia, coronary artery disease, and hypertension out of control, along with non-compliance. Period. Overall prognosis remains poor for Ms. Bragg, who wants to be cared for at home and is a hospice candidate at this time. Thank you.